I'm joined by Tammy McCoy. She's the executive director of the Capitol Theater in Burlington, in downtown Burlington. And a busy month of October is coming up, and lots of other things to talk about as well. But Halloween seems to be on everybody's mind during October, and you pretty much have a month that's full of Halloween stuff. Is that right, Tammy?
It is. We have Halloween, but we have a lot of other great stuff coming your way in October.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Saturday, Greg Sestero is going to be live and in person presenting his film, the new film Miracle Valley, and cult classic film The Room being shown. And now, was he at the Snake Alley Festival of Film, or how does it, where's the connection there? Because I got something from Tad Good on this.
Yes, Tad is the one who made this connection with the American actor, filmmaker, model, and author, Greg Sestero. And he played Mark in the 2003 film of The Room. So we are pretty excited to have him here and kind of presenting these double feature.
So it's a sort of a live presentation and a live double feature movies. And it's happening 7 o'clock. On Saturday to start your month off, and a month of Halloween, but other stuff, you're right. Beetlejuice coming up on Wednesday the 5th at 8 p.m. And there's another, that's obviously a Halloween-type movie. But Thursday the 6th, you've got a travelogue on Cuba with filmmaker Brent Weinbrenner. The two shows, 1:30 and 7:30. Again, that's in the Travelogue series, the Harry and Virginia Murray Travelogue series. And that's been a very successful series to get people to come to the Capitol Theater, hasn't it?
It has, and it's always free and always a really interesting opportunity to travel while sitting here in the theater.
Okay, that's going on. We'll talk more about that next week. But coming up on Friday the 7th, House of Cash concert.
Actually, it is not House of Cash. It's Church of Cash.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yes.
Church of Cash.
So it's called the Church of Cash. And what they have is they have a loyalty to the song and the message of Johnny Cash and that he left all of us. And I've heard a fantastic show. It's Friday the 7th at 7 p.m. And tickets are on sale right now, but I think you don't want to miss this one, especially if you're a Johnny Cash fan.
Now, is this the entire spectrum of Johnny Cash, or is it some of his more religious background songs?
I think they just call themselves Church of Cash, because, I thought the same thing. And from what I could see on what I read about them, it was not just the religious, it was just a spectrum of his songs.
Ah, okay. And coming up on Saturday the 8th, Hocus Pocus. You've got two showings of that movie.
Yes. Yes. The first one is at 1 p.m. on Saturday the 8th, and it's sponsored by the Pieces Program by the Burlington School District. And then the second viewing is a public viewing show that is sponsored by Eagle View Community Health, and that one will be at 7 p.m. that same day on the 8th.
All right, and we are going to skip to Friday the 14th, the Neverly Brothers in concert. The Neverly Brothers, for those who are not familiar with them, what are they, Neverly Brothers?
The Neverly Brothers have been here a couple times, always popular, always a great time. People have really enjoyed their concert. They kind of do what they call a magical history tour. So they will be going from giving you kind of a music history as they sing the songs from Elvis to the Beatles. And so they are fantastic, very enjoyable. And that concert starts at 7:30. And again, tickets are for sale right now on our website.
I love the twist of words, a magical history tour. And then it's Saturday the 15th. Joe Bob Briggs, that's a name for you, How Rednecks Saved Hollywood at 7 p.m. What's that all about?
Well, Joe Bob Briggs is a syndicated film critic, writer, actor, and comic performer, and he will be here doing his performance on How Rednecks Saved Hollywood. It should be entertaining.
Okay. And on Wednesday, the 19th, The Lost Boys. I think a lot of people are familiar with this, but The Lost Boys, if those who aren't, can you give us a sort of a thumbnail sketch of what that one's about?
Well, I'm not the person to ask for that. Tad is our film expert. I'm terrible at knowing a thumbnail sketch on that for you, so you might have to look it up yourself.
There you go.
It's playing on Wednesday at 8 p.m.
All right. Thursday the 20th, it is a Capitol Theater campaign public event, and we've talked about this and trying to launch your fundraising. Is this the launch of the fundraising event?
It is. It's a combination. A kickoff for the fundraising for our new vision for the Capitol, which I really encourage you to come so you can see this, hear about this new vision, because it's super exciting, not just for the Capitol, but for our community and surrounding area. But at the same time, it's also a celebration of where we've been, because this year is our 85th anniversary of existence, when the Capitol Theater first opened in 1937, and it is also our 10th anniversary of the reopening in 2012. So lots of things to be celebrated and looked forward to at this event. There will be some postcards going out, inviting everyone, but if you don't get one, we still want you to come. We just didn't have your address. So please come and celebrate with us and find out what's around the corner for some newer and better things for the Capitol.
And you've got a rather elaborate plans for a lot of things that are all going to be happening, and you can learn all about those and how you can help contribute and help make it happen again. That is happening Thursday. What time is that event, Tammy?
5 o'clock.
Saturday, Southeast Iowa Symphony doing their fall symphony concert. This is the Masterworks concert that will be at 7:30 on Saturday. It's also going to be Sunday, both in Mount Pleasant and Ottumwa. And coming up Wednesday, the 26th, Trick or Treat.
Yes, the movie called Trick or Treat, 8 p.m. on Wednesday. And then we're going to round out the Halloween October movies with Rocky Horror Picture Show. We haven't been able to do this, I think, for like 3 years, so everyone's ready, all the fans of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we will have the bags ready to go all of that. It'll start at 10 p.m.
Now, I got to tell you a true story. This is, I had a long time ago, before I was married to my my wife, I had a girlfriend that went to Northwestern back in 1979. And in 1979, mm-hmm. in Chicago at the Biograph Theater, that's right, the same place where John Dillinger was shot, at the Biograph Theater, they began showing in October the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I happened to be in October in Chicago, and we happened to go to the Biograph Theater, so I saw one of the very first presentations. It actually had been on for a couple of weeks, and it's amazing how quickly it became a phenomenon. That's what I can truly tell you. Yeah, the Capitol Theater, in a way, lots of plans, lots of good things. You mentioned the campaign, or the actual fundraising campaign event, 5 o'clock on Thursday the 20th. But the plans, they are big plans, and you've got I know the lounge you talk about. You were talking to me about getting the lounge open. Do you have an idea on when that may happen?
I have a hope.
Okay.
I'm hoping in the spring we can have this happening, spring or early summer, but fingers crossed on that. It really depends on the fundraising and if we have the money to do it. We have beautiful plans for this Art Deco cocktail lounge / listening lounge. So super excited about that, because that will happen quicker than the rest of the renovations that we will be wanting to work on upstairs. But we want to start getting some things going, some of the exciting things that we have for the future of the Capitol that you will find out about on the 20th. But it's an exciting time, and I can't wait for all of these things to start happening.
All right. 5 o'clock Thursday, Capitol Theater campaign public event. Find out all about the details and how you can help make a dream come true for the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. Tammy McCoy, have a great month of October and a happy Halloween early to you, okay?
Thank you.